News release. Senator John DeMoose. Senator Mary Cavanaugh. Lansing, Michigan. Sens. John DeMoose and Mary Cavanaugh have introduced legislation to protect Michiganders from unfair ticket reselling practices following National Consumer Protection Week. This legislation is about fairness. Fans should have a real chance to buy tickets at a reasonable price, not forced into an inflated resale market created by scalpers and bots, said DeMoose, R. Harbor Springs. By enforcing ticket purchasing limits and penalizing bad actors, these bills will help restore integrity to the system and make live events more accessible for everyone. Senate Bills 158 and 159 target the use of automated software, known as bots, that bulk purchase event tickets, often circumventing purchasing limits and security measures, only to resell them at drastically inflated prices. Events are an important opportunity to add to the fabric of our memories. Whether it be a Lions game with your dad, seeing Taylor Swift with your friendship bracelet crew, or just a concert on the lawn of Pine Knob, live events should be a time of enjoyment, not an opportunity for bot scammers to exploit consumers and shut people out, said Cavanaugh, D. Redford Township. From the 2024 NFL Draft to the Jazz Festival and Movement, events are large drivers of our economy and culture. But resellers are manipulating the system by superseding website security, buying tickets in bulk, and reselling them at prices that make it nearly impossible for most Michiganders to access. This bot-busting legislation will help put an end to these deceptive tactics by holding bad actors accountable, protecting Michiganders, and enabling more people to purchase tickets at reasonable prices. Together, the two bill package would prohibit resellers from using automated software to bypass security measures, ticket purchasing limits, electronic queues, pre-sale codes, or other restrictions designed to ensure fair access to tickets. Establish penalties for violating these provisions and empower the Attorney General to investigate and enforce the law. Implement civil fines of up to $5,000 per ticket acquired in violation of the law.